Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. We are basing the next several days off of Paul's statement in Acts 26:6. I stand and am judged for the hope of the promise made by God to our fathers. I thought it was worth our study to investigate those promises. Of course, not exclusive. We're not going to get every one of them, but some of the big ones and some of the ones perhaps that have been overlooked. Here's one I think is overlooked a lot, but is one of the more impressive announcements and pronouncements of the government of God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Genesis chapter 49, it's Jacob's last words to his sons. He says this to Judah in verse 10, "The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh comes, and to him shall be the obedience of the people." The scepter is a symbol of kingship. It shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh comes. It's a pronouncement of the arrival of Shiloh, the man of peace. And the translators do, I think, a spectacular job of using the phrase him, or I'm sorry, capitalizing the word him in verse 10. To him shall be the obedience of the people, binding his donkey to the vine, his donkey's colt to the choice vine, washed his garments in wine, his clothes in the blood of grapes. So we see a prophecy of the coming Shiloh way back in Genesis chapter 49, long before most people would recognize the prophecy of the coming Messiah. There it is. Now there's another one that doesn't get a lot of talk. When we talk about Jesus, we most often think of him in terms of Lord and King and Savior, and all of these things are no doubt accurate about Jesus. But we rarely, when we talk about Jesus, call him a prophet. And I don't know why that is. I think it might be because what we think of when we think of prophet is an Old Testament figure who is pronouncing judgment. But a New Testament prophet must edify, exhort, and uplift, according to the book of Corinthians. And Jesus is the walking, talking embodiment of edification, exhortation, and uplifting. So he must be the walking, talking embodiment of a New Testament prophet. Well, listen to this from Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 18. "I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brethren. He will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him." Again, good job by the translators in capitalizing the P, capitalizing the H on he, the H on him, as it's trying to show you that you again have another prophecy of the Lord Jesus. So start to think of him in terms of a new covenant prophet, not just Savior, King, Lord. All of those are right, but I don't think that one title of Jesus is enough, and I don't think we should have one thought of Jesus at the expense of other thoughts about Jesus. It's just the same way people ask me, do you think the cross was about penal substitution, or do you think the cross was atonement, or do you think the cross was Jesus as victor? And I say, yes. I don't think or, I think all. I told someone the other day, why are we always in an either-or mentality, a rather-than mentality? Why can't it be an and mentality? Jesus was a substitute. Jesus was the victor. Jesus is all of those things. So he is Savior, Lord, King, Messiah. He is prophet, priest, and king. We'll continue looking through the promises that Paul said gave him hope. We'll do that tomorrow. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.